Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at UH1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, June 27, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. Twitch rolled out a beta of subscriber-only streams. This allows any Twitch-affiliated or partnered creator to stream to moderators, VIPs, and subscribers. Non-subscribers will be able to view a preview of the stream and be prompted to subscribe to view the content. Creators must still abide by Twitch's community guidelines and terms of service since these streams aren't considered private, and creators must not have any violations in their channel in the last 90 days to host subscriber streams. Apple is expanding its business chat feature to the 820,000 or so merchants on Shopify. Merchants who enable the service will show an iOS message button on every page on their Shopify site, which you can click on to ask questions. You can pay for purchases using Apple Pay from within the conversation. Amazon partnered with Rite Aid to launch its package pickup service, Counter, in the U.S. The service launched on June 27th at 100 Rite Aid locations, with plans to roll out to 1,500 locations by the end of 2019. Amazon is also in talks with other U.S. retailers to expand the program. Counter operates under the Amazon Hub umbrella, which includes Amazon lockers for package pickup. Counter launched in the U.K. last month in partnership with Next. Sources tell the New York Times that the Libra Association partners have signed non-binding agreements, meaning they are not obliged to use or promote the token and may leave the association at any point. Executives from seven of the association's partners are cautious about their membership because of Facebook's association with it and the regulatory scrutiny Facebook brings with it. The sources say members have not paid the $10 million required of founding members. The Times reports a number of partners said they would decide whether to join the association and make the payment after there is more clarity on how Libra will work. It is unclear if this is from among the 27 announced members or potential additional members. A spokesperson for the Libra Association said it will likely have a waiting list of those waiting to join the first 100 association members. Two sources tell the New York Times that JP Morgan, Fidelity, and Goldman Sachs were reportedly approached about joining, but held off due to regulatory concerns. YouTube is adding more user control over recommendations. You can now click on the three-dot menu next to a video and choose Don't Recommend Channel or Not Interested, as well as other options. YouTube will also show buttons for categories related to your interest when you scroll up from the homepage, as well as when you're browsing up next. YouTube is also adding additional information about why you're seeing a video suggestion. The new controls are rolling out to Android and iOS now, with desktop support coming soon. Google is rolling out the ability to auto-delete your location history, something it announced back in May. Users have always been able to delete location history or turn it off entirely. You can now choose to have location history disappear after 3 months or 18 months, though Google says it deletes everything after 18 months anyway. The feature is rolling out over the next few weeks. The Video Electronics Standard Association announced the DisplayPort 2.0 specification. This provides up to 80 gigabits per second of bandwidth, which supports up to a single 16K HDR display at 60 Hz and 30 bits per pixel, dual 8K HDR displays at 120 Hz, or three 10K displays at 60 Hz. DisplayPort 2.0 will be delivered over to the DisplayPort connector or USB-C and incorporate Thunderbolt 3. Visa expects the first devices to use the new standard will arrive next year. Verizon received a waiver from the U.S. FCC that will allow the carrier to lock phones to its network for 60 days after activation. Verizon needed the waiver because of open access rules on its 700 MHz spectrum that requires devices be allowed to work on other networks. Verizon stated it requested the waiver to combat identity theft and fraud, as a 60-day carrier lock would give it time to collect and verify the first device payment. ARM confirmed that its lead CPU architect, Mike Filippo, left the company for an architect role at Apple. Filippo started at ARM back in 2009 and previously worked as a chip designer at AMD and Intel. The EU's high-level expert group on AI released a new report on policy recommendations for AI. The report recommends banning the use of AI in mass surveillance and mass scoring of individuals based on collected information to assess moral or ethical integrity. The report also calls for incorporating AI training into schools, suggests new methods to monitor AI's impact, and identifies AI research areas that need additional funding. And finally, MIT Technology Review reports that the Pentagon developed a device called Jetson that can identify people by their unique cardiac signature using infrared lasers. Jetson currently works at 200 meters, with longer ranges possible with better lasers, according to the Pentagon's technical support office. The device uses laser vibrometry to detect the surface movements caused by the heartbeat, which can work through a shirt or a light jacket at up to 95% accuracy, but it does take 30 seconds for a good reading. Jetson was developed from an existing device used to detect structural vibrations, like in wind turbines. In practice, it's expected that Jetson will be used alongside facial recognition to confirm identities. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all of these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.